Bionic. This is Free Talk Live, and of course, you can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. With you tonight, it is Ian.
And Brian Tan. Hey!
And Mark.
Brian Tan is here with us. He is the closing speaker of the first ever Keenvention that happened over the weekend, where we had, I would say, approximately 100 to 110 people show up over the whole weekend. And see all kinds of various different folks have interesting things to say about activism and freedom and stuff like that.
And Sunday was a much better turnout than I thought it was going to be, because usually most of the time at conventions, the last day is kind of more of a, you know, settled down, you know, not as many people.
People are going home.
But I was really happy that the turnout for Sunday was great. And I mean, people came in too. And I mean, it was awesome.
Surprisingly, because I was keeping track, you know, every now and then I would count everybody in the room and kind of write it down so I get an idea. All right, well, how many people do we have Friday in the morning? How many people in the afternoon? How many people at lunch? That kind of thing.
You were running around a lot.
60 people. We actually had 60 people. Actually, one guy counted 63 at one point, he told me, on Sunday. So we actually had more people in there on Sunday than we did at any other day.
Yeah.
So that was a real shocker to me. So, yeah, the whole thing was an exceeding
was a huge success.
My expectations.
A huge
exceeding
success.
My expectation. I had no expectations for it, so I had very, very low expectations for the event. So it wasn't hard to exceed them. But I told the hotel that I had hoped that I could sell them 10 rooms at the hotel. And because I knew that most of the attendees were going to be from New Hampshire, because I had something like 50 speakers. I mean, we had a dozen panels. There were 3 to 4 speakers per panel. So, I mean, there was dozens of people that were just coming in to speak at the event, let alone the people that were paid attendees. And so, you know, I didn't know how many people would actually end up needing a room in the hotel. And I was really pleased to find out that we hit like 13 hotel rooms.
That's awesome.
10,
so that's really cool.
And it was 7 rooms like a week before the event. So there was a real rush right before, like 1 week before the event, where people signed up last minute for their hotel room. So it's probably going to happen again. I'm in negotiations with the hotel right now about next year in 2014. And with the amount of people that came out, with the huge positive response we've had, and of course lots of inquiries from people online on, you know, Facebook or on our website saying, hey, where can we see this? Did anybody record this? And of course I recorded it.
Of course he did. Are you crazy?
I'm not going to let all these great speakers go up there and speak once and have nobody ever be able to hear what they said except who happened to be in the room.
Again.
So anyway, we'll talk to you about anything you want. We're to bring you up to speed, if you're just now tuning in, Pussy Riot member Nadezhda Tolokonikova has allegedly been moved from the penal colony that she has been at to a new one. However, she has not arrived in that new facility yet. They last had records of her on the 21st of October. She was seen on a prison transport and on the 24th of October. This is now the 4th of November, and nobody knows where she is.
That's a long-ass train ride.
The government jailers, the Federal Penitentiary Service in Russia, have said she's being sent to a new prison and that her family would be informed within 10 days of arrival.
Now, well, she's on this hunger strike while she's on the train.
She's been on 2 hunger strikes. It makes it sound like she has come off of the hunger strike at this point. I'm not real clear on that. She did go on the hunger strike back in September. And we read her statement. She managed to get a letter out of the prison, a very long letter. It took us the bulk of an hour to read this lady's story and just the horrifying conditions in which she found herself in this prison, where they're being forced to, you know, as we were talking about earlier in the show, this prison labor, this slavery in Russia, in this prison. It's a women's prison, and they're being forced to make military or police uniforms. And so all day long, they're cranking out police uniforms. And she says that, you know, if the quotas were 100 police uniforms per day and they're meeting their quotas, they'll just arbitrarily up it to 150 uniforms per day. And, like, wow. You know, there was one example of how there were some fires in a nearby forest and the smoke was literally being blown into the prison, but they still forced them to work, even though the conditions were absolutely dangerous to human health. The machines were breaking down on them, and since she was the newbie in the block, she got the crappiest machine that was there, and so this machine's breaking down. The repairman doesn't have the parts to fix it or doesn't care enough to fix it. And I mean, I'm just kind of barely recalling some of the horrifying stories. They're forced to stand outside naked in the cold. I mean, we're talking about Russia. This is not a warm place.
Yeah. You've ever seen Rocky IV? It is not very, very polite.
Just horrifying. And so she spoke out about these conditions.
During the World War II with the Germans, the diesel fuel froze.
Wow.
Dang.
So it has to be like negative 40.
Yeah. So she said that that she was actually being treated better than the other inmates because she's who she is. Right. But these other ladies were telling stories about how if they were to do something out of line in the the workplace, that they would have the other inmates turn against them. And the inmates would do the dirty work of the warden who...
Full Metal Jacket style. That's horrid.
Exactly. And so she's talking about all this. You know, she's revealing this information. So, surprise, surprise, now they've lost her in the system.
Right. Now, this is what they call diesel therapy. This is what inmates call this, is diesel therapy.
Is that where the inmates will do the dirty work?
No, where they take them on a vehicle that uses diesel and drive them away and around, because that way you're not going to be anywhere near your family, your friends, the things you've gotten used to. You know, it's not like people who run prisons don't know that moving prisons and transport is unpleasant for the inmate, and so they'll use that as a system to, punish them for what they consider bad behavior.
Yeah, and, you know, and the thing that really, really sucks, too, is that this is Russia. You know, it's not like over here where you've got, you know, thankfully, you know, even though the higher-ups and the powers that be like to sort of ignore the Bill of Rights, you know, but, you know, there's still some things they still can and can't do.
You'll probably come out of prison intact.
Yeah, you'll at least, you might come out in the same condition you went in as. But in Russia, they don't have none of that stuff. You,
but
know?
You know,
it's not the same.
Brian, but the difference is only in degrees, right? I mean, there are some
degrees.
Some prisons where they are a lot worse here.
Oh, don't go to Valley Street.
Right, now Valley Street.
Don't go to Valley Street.
That's the Manchester jail.
Yeah, don't go there because you ain't coming out the same.
I've been telling people that for a while, and unfortunately there have been some liberty activists up here who have gone to Valley Street, and you are absolutely right. They did not come out the same at all. They are not better for the experience. Mm-mm. For me, you know, being at the Keene Jail really was a spiritual retreat for me. That was how I looked at it going in, and it's just a better jail than the average jail. It's not California jail. You know, this isn't Florida jail. This isn't, you know, in a lot of places it's a lot worse. It's not Joe Arpaio's tent city where he's keeping inmates out in the hot desert sun, feeding them rotting bologna and, you know, bragging about how little money he spends on feeding the inmates.
Right.
At least here at, you know, Cheshire Jail, you've got, I was in the kitchen, I know the kind of food quality they've got in there. They've got real eggs.
Yeah, you're getting like 1,300 calories. I think
it's more than that. I think it's like 2,000.
Yeah, you're getting about between
30, for the whole day, I think it's like 2,000.
Yeah, for the whole day, you're getting
2,200.
Yeah, 2,200 calories per day. And most places, they only feed you breakfast and supper. And you don't get lunch at the CCDOC. You get lunch,
fat.
Too.
They're getting fat at CCDOC.
I remember one guy came in at like 150. He left at like 225. I'm like, man. Like,
even I put on weight at that place, and that doesn't happen.
Yeah, you about rail thin.
Right.
You weigh like one of my thighs.
I cracked 140 for the first time in my life at CCDOC.
You want to know the last time I was 140 pounds? I was 10. Right. I was 10 years old when I was 140 pounds.
I believe it.
I was 220 at 14. Okay. I'm fat.
So it is a difference in degrees. If they want to keep you away from your family in this country, they can do that too. You know, Mark.
Be a fed inmate, get moved, man. I mean, your family doesn't even know. And that was another hard thing about being a CO is, you know, you see these feds that come in. And a lot of them, you know, a couple of them that came in were, you know, black guys. They're coming in and they walk in and they look. And they're used to being in places where, you know, blacks and Hispanics are the majority. They come in and it's just like, the blacks and Hispanics are intermingling because there's so few of them, and they're like, what the hell? You know, and they look at me and like, you the only brother that work here? And I'm like, yeah.
And it's like, work here. I'm the only one in town.
Yeah, it's just me.
We'll come back with more here in moments. Your calls are welcome.
What's a brother?
Token? What?
855 450 free, the SACL CAI toll free line. You can bring up anything you want. That is the point of the program. We've got an absolutely outrageous statement coming up from a police officer in moments.
Oh boy.
Bitcoin, now used and recognized by even the biggest names in commerce. Bitcoin is the world's first decentralized digital currency. Not controlled or manipulated by governments or corporations, Bitcoin are designed to be anonymously owned and limited in supply. They can't be counterfeited or quantitatively eased. And unlike everything else in this economy, they're skyrocketing in value. Right now is the time to get Bitcoin. But how do you get them? Bitquick.co finally makes it simple to buy Bitcoin. Bitquick.co allows buyers to connect directly to sellers and simplifies transactions to three quick and easy steps. Place a buyer hold, deposit cash at the bank, send your receipt to Bitquick, and you're done. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3. Bitquick.co is the quickest, safest, and simplest way on the market to buy and sell Bitcoin. It's never been easier to own Bitcoin. Get your Bitcoin right now. Visit Bitquick.co and get your Bitcoin. Bitquick, quick. For more information on Bitcoin, visit WeUseCoins.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit, we call the Federal Reserve Note, forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you'd like toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You are invited to our website where we have listening options. Live streams, we've got three different sizes, three different bit rates. So if you've got a broadband internet connection, we've got a stream for you. Maybe you're on a restricted bandwidth connection, like a satellite internet connection, or you're just in a real low coverage area for your cell phone. You can use our low bandwidth stream or get the mid bandwidth stream. You kind of want to go halvesies.
Some for everybody.
Exactly, and all free over at listen.freetalklive.com. We've also got over 125 great radio stations on AM and FM across the country that air the show at various different times throughout the week. In addition to that, we've got satellite listening choices. So if you, for instance, want to get Free Talk Live via satellite, we've got the free-to-air system, which means that you buy equipment, so a very affordable receiver, which is like $100, a very affordable satellite dish, maybe $50 to $75, the cabling to connect them, you're looking at $200 total. $200
investment. Very reasonable.
Yeah, $200 for the equipment. As long as that equipment lasts, you can receive Free Talk Live and all the other great LRN.FM shows around the clock, 24/7. So go learn more over at listen.freetalklive.com. We also have a webcam where you can watch, and you can see Brian's beautiful, smiling face at the moment.
And me rocking out every time we come back in from
you
break.
You are enjoying the heavy metal.
I'm loving it. I'm a metalhead.
It's good to know. I enjoy the heavy metal. Mark, he's more of a Frank Sinatra kind of oldies. Soft AC.
So you marked out hard during our Rocky Balboa when he came out to Frank Sinatra, huh?
I like it all.
Actually, you also missed Mark Derek J sing, and you missed this as well, but Saturday night at Keenvention, we had karaoke.
Oh, I wish I would have shown up.
It was awesome.
I was at home brooding.
About 33 people from Keenvention came out to karaoke, and there was also galactic bowling going on, too, so there was more people out bowling. But
antisocialness.
Derek J sang a Frank Sinatra tune, and he was very good at it.
Very good.
So it was a lot of fun.
Did it my way.
MortgageMinuteGuy.com wants you to know that now we have some near historic lows as far as rates go, and that it's going to get much more difficult to apply for a loan here in the near future. There's going to be more paperwork. There's going to be more fees because it's going to take more time for banks to check you out. Here, shortly, come the 1st of January, the rules are going to change for banks. The federal government is going to hold them liable if they give more than 43% debt-to-income ratio. And that means that they're probably not going to come anywhere near that 43%. So they're going to have to check more thoroughly, and there's going to be more costs involved in that, and obviously fewer people are going to get loans than got them before. So if you want to take advantage of the easier way to do things, now's the time to refi that home or to, if you can, to get the get that home purchased. Right now, before January 1st, go to MortgageMinuteGuy.com or give them a call at 866-288-0088. Roger Schlesinger and his team of experts will help you get the loan that's right for you. MortgageMinuteGuy.com, 866-288-0088.
Get your money while you can.
Let's go to the phones and the fun here. Colin is listening in our former home of Sarasota, Florida, at least Mark and I, to WSRQ. Hello, Colin.
Hey guys, how's it going?
Welcome, sir. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I've never called into a radio show, so, I mean, here goes.
We'll go easy on you.
Yeah. So you guys live in Sarasota, you know how it is. You got a bunch of Q-tips, you know. I'm really invested into local arts in general, creativity, and the like. And I've been noticing recently a lot of local subsidies, you know, paid out by, you know, the local government and state government on a local and state level to kids to go to school for art and to subsidize public works of art like sculpture, mural, etc. And that's all well and good. And I was kind of concerned because, creativity and art is a really broad thing, so I was curious about the panel who decides these kinds of things, who decides who gets what subsidy, et cetera. And I did some homework, and I noticed a lot of other programs in places like Oregon and California, you know, West Coast things, you know, because they have a lot of local money there for the arts. And there's just a lot of programs that are subsidizing the arts on public money.
Yeah.
And it really, I don't want to say irks me, but it's concerning that, you know, it's a really gray area as far as freedom of speech goes. You know what I mean?
Well, I think that it's a pretty crystal clear area. I think that it's wrong for art to be subsidized. I think that if art is valued, then let the market decide what that value
is.
There doesn't need to be any kind of panel of bureaucrats or unelected people or whoever, or elected people or whatever, that has taken money from people by taxes, which is, you know, taking things that don't belong to you by the threat of force.
Mm-hmm.
And then you take that money and you say, well, I like the piss Christ, so
exactly,
I'm going to give money to that. Well, maybe that's art to some people, but to others it's junk.
Others is not.
And they shouldn't be forced to pay for things.
No, you shouldn't. And, you know, somebody on...
I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
In the same vein, you know, so you guys know what Sarasota's like. It's a city where they put a lot of money towards local arts. They do a lot of, you know, paying for musicians, paying for sculpture, and giving tax breaks to galleries, art galleries, galleries downtown.
There's tax breaks for the galleries? Okay,
really?
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Hmm. Well,
I've never been to Sarasota, so I wouldn't know.
There's a lot of subsidies for local art, and my huge problem with that is that they want to foster this artistic community, and it's a real big thing. Is we want to be an arts capital of the West Coast of Florida or whatever. And I say we've done a pretty good job, but you know, music is a big thing here. We've got 10 places on one street playing live music every night, you know. And they have this thing where, you know, you play, the musicians play, there's music, but everything has to shut down at 10 o'clock. You know, lights go down.
Look, I'm sorry, I don't mean to interrupt you, but let me get this straight. So you playing a gig and you got to be done by 10?
Yeah, they should.
What is that?
It's ordinance.
That, you know what?
Ridiculous.
Screw that. Mm-hmm. You know what? I used to be in bands, and I actually saw someone in the chat during the break that wanted to hear me go on a rant. You want to hear a rant? Here you go. Number one, how you going to play a gig and then be done at 10? At 10. Gigs don't start popping off until 11 o'clock. I would have a gig. We would put on our posters, show starts at 8 o'clock. You know what show starts at 8 o'clock means? Means you can show up at 8, but you better make sure you get about 5, 6, 7, 8 beers in you, because we ain't going on until 10 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to get good
and
drunk first.
To play past 10 o'clock, you got to be way inside. You got to be away from
I can't say.
Yeah, that's right. I remember that. I remember because, well, again, we used to live in Sarasota, and I do remember there was news about this noise ordinance passing a decade ago.
It's foolish because it's still, you know, people make a fuss about it.
Is that a county ordinance or is it a city ordinance?
It's county.
So it's the whole of Sarasota County. I mean, we're talking about every single little town or city. They all have the same
ordinance. Give me that on a piece of paper,
annual,
and that will be my toilet
festival.
Paper, because that's crap. That is absolute crap.
Well, they bring a cop out with a decibel measuring device, and they'll stand outside. They'll stand across the street from the venue.
Well, I know where he can shove that device.
A sound meter.
They should be at the nearest residence, and this is really the issue. When somebody's playing near the Hollywood 20, there's not a residence for hundreds and hundreds of seats.
So why does it even matter? You know,
Colin, thanks for the call. I share your concerns.
Nah,
I appreciate
man.
Hearing from you tonight. 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Hey, don't live next to a bar.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
My name is Frank Bates, and I got a confession to make. Just a few days ago, FEMA went directly to my supplier and tried to buy my entire stockpile of high-quality survival food. It sounds crazy, but I'll show you the exact letter they sent in a minute. Revealing FEMA's plot could land me in hot water, but I think you deserve to know exactly what they're doing. Go to FEMAHatesThis.com to see undeniable video proof that the government is on the hunt for as much survival food as they can grab in 24 hours. Be warned, it's really disturbing because the fact is FEMA must know something we don't. Go to FEMAHatesThis.com to see why survival food is the number one item to hoard right now and why supplies are so low or even completely sold out already at many stores across America. Do it now because I don't know how long it will be online, so go to FEMAHatesThis.com while you can. That's FEMAHatesThis.com.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster. With MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves toll-free here, 855-450-FREE. If you like, you can also just sit back and listen. 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. We also have Skype. You may Skype into the show via username lrn.fm. You looking for great liberty-oriented shows? Well, the School Sucks Project might be what you're looking for. It is a podcast, call-in show, YouTube channel, and it's a web community promoting real education and deconstructing state indoctrination. If you caught Free Talk Live's Saturday edition this weekend, you heard the host of the School Sucks Project. He was sitting in here because, well, first of all, you had asked if he could be on the show, Mark, and then I was feeling awful, and so was the two of you, and you guys did a great job.
Yeah, thank goodness.
He's a talented host, and he actually was attending Keenvention this weekend, which was really cool.
Sweet.
So you'll discuss learning alternatives, self-education, critical thinking, peaceful parenting, personal growth, and better communication strategies. Go to schoolsucksproject.com, make yourself a user account for free, and you can follow their show on Twitter and also subscribe to their YouTube. Schoolsucksproject.com is their website. Disturbing story over at policymike.com. And I don't know if y'all, I don't watch television, but every now and then I'll come across this show that is apparently on TV, on the internet, you know, the YouTube clips from it called What Would You Do?
Oh, yeah, I love that show. I love that show. I don't get to watch TV, but I really like that.
Well, have you seen this show, Mark, the What Would You Do?
Yeah.
We might have talked, you might recall, Mark, we did talk about one of their episodes previously where they had the bike thief. This.
Yeah, oh, yes. I just read that story the other day.
Fascinating, actually. Fascinating setup. So just to recap the bike thief story, there was three different setups. There was one with a young guy, like 20 years old, ball cap turned backwards, you know, baggy pants, baggy shirt, who has this, you know, bag of tools that he's just hammering away at this bicycle, which has a chain on it or whatever, some kind of lock on it, locked up to something in a park, and hidden cameras, and so they're showing people's reactions. What do people do who just happen to be walking by and they see somebody presumably doing so. I mean, it could be his bike, right?
Yeah,
And he maybe lost his code.
Or got his code, yeah.
Right, so, but what do people say in that instance? And it was interesting, the way they treated the white kid versus the way they treated the black kid, who was also 20 years old, dressed in pretty much the same clothing, backwards ball cap, baggy shirt. They treated the black guy very differently. They treated him like he was doing a criminal operation, and the white kid was treated like, hey, you know, everything okay here, buddy? Mm-hmm. And then, for the extra twist, they threw in the hot blonde female.
Oh.
They brought the blonde female in, and then the reactions completely changed. Then dudes were stopping them and were like, can I help you with that?
Oh!
And they didn't care either when she would admit, because they would ask them at some point, inevitably someone would ask, well, is that your bike? And they would be honest. They were instructed, the actors in this case, were instructed to be honest and say, it's not my bike. Look, I'm just trying to blah, 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 whatever, come up with some lame-o excuse, but make it clear, it's not my bike.
Right.
And so even when this girl was saying, it's not my bike, some guy was like, well
let me help you out, man. Yeah.
So now we bring you another story from that same show, and PolicyMike.com has kind of a rundown on what happened. There's also some audio as well. Judging from what you've read in the media lately, you'd think there's a direct correlation between a woman's drunk, slutty drinking and her propensity to get sexually assaulted. But as it turns out, there are more ways of preventing rape that don't include making half the population stay indoors past midnight and holding them responsible for the illegal actions of others. What if men, stay with me, didn't, stay with me, rape? What if, moreover, people, stay with me, stopped? That's her saying that in this article, men from raping. I know it sounds bonkers to put the burden of responsibility on anyone but the victim in the case of sexual assault, but ABC wanted to see what happened when we do. As it turns out, it can be pretty effective. In a popular segment called What Would You Do?, two actors stage a scene that should send massive alarm bells in the head of any human being. A woman who is visibly intoxicated and very attractive, being dragged away by a man who's clearly intending to rape her in his hotel room. Yes, I said rape, not sex. So if we want to stop minimizing rape, we need to stop calling it sex. I'm talking to you, Kansas City Star. I don't know what that's in reference to, some article they're linking here. But the first half of the video is pretty faith-restoring because it shows women and men. So they're at a bar, and you know, this guy is hitting on this girl, and the girl is visibly intoxicated to the point where she doesn't even seem to know where she is, that kind of intoxicated.
Drunk, she's puking in her own head.
She's acting. She's acting. So they want to see how the other people at the bar are going to respond to this situation.
Have you ever seen anything like this happen at a bar? I mean, I don't.
A girl get really drunk and some guy take her away?
I've seen that.
This kind of situation where somebody's so.
I've seen that. I used to be a bouncer for a little while. And
Then you've had more situations. And I've never seen anything like this happen.
I've sort of seen that. And, you know, I would actually say to the guy, you know, hey, what are you doing? Well, actually, strangely enough, though, and this is. You know, might make some people laugh. I was a bouncer in a gay bar. I didn't know it was a gay bar until after I got hired. It didn't matter to me. So, but there were times where, you know, there'd be straight women in there and there'd be sometimes straight guys in there and they'd try to pick up every now and again. And, you know, when it comes to things like that, it's hard for the staff to do anything because you're keeping your eyes on everything else.
Sure.
But, you know, you're obligated technically, if you can, as a bouncer for security when you're in there, to at least morally to say something.
Right, and well, the difficulty is that a guy dragging off a very visibly intoxicated woman out of a bar looks remarkably like a guy taking his visibly intoxicated girlfriend home from a bar.
Right, and that's when you sort of ask, hey, is everything okay? You know,
what are you supposed to say?
Well, so everything's hold on a second, though. Okay, just to clarify, I get where you're coming from, Mark, but just to clarify, in the conversation that's happening, it's made clear that he's not with her, right? Like, he's just a dude at the bar.
All right. Yeah. So then you say, you know, hey, you know, me as bouncer would say, hey, what are you doing? You know, and, you know, most of the time, if a guy's going to try to pull something like that and he has another guy confront him,
he'll back down.
Yeah, he will back down because it's just like the bully on the schoolyard. You pick on a kid and then someone as big or bigger shows up. bully backs down.
So in this case, a lot of the people were doing the right thing. You know, right. They were speaking Good. Up, and in some cases, they actually got up and physically held the woman to keep her from going with,
the
guy.
Good.
And but then you get to about 6 minutes and 40 seconds in the video. So the men and women stand up against the perpetrator who appears to be intentionally taking her away so he can rape her. Although no one mentions the word rape, only that he's taking advantage of her. The video takes a petrifying turn when two married men come in. The fact that they encourage the man to rape the woman is bad, but the fact that we later learn that one of them is an off-duty cop
is
horrifying. So here's the audio from the scene.
And these young married men seem to wish they were in our actor's shoes.
I guess the ring's gone. Yeah. The ring's given away.
And when our party girl's not around, they, too, offer up some advice.
So she goes off to the bathroom or something like that. So This way, now it's just the two dudes who are the average. One of them's a cop. The other one's a cop's buddy. And then the actor are now sitting kind of alone at this bar.
I'm a little confused here.
All right.
So this woman's conscious.
Yes.
Can you rape a conscious? I mean, like, I don't think that. What I'm not understanding here is that, I haven't watched the whole video. I haven't seen this, but I'm wondering. Oftentimes, what I hear through the media is I'm hearing the idea that a woman who's had a certain amount to drink simply can't make a decision to have sex. But if she's conscious, I think that she's still in that state of being able to make a decision. So I think taking advantage,
you can
maybe
conscious and not be able to speak. I mean,
I think that either way, I think that part of the way the law is written is that, and I believe it's blanket, is that if you can't say no, but you wouldn't have wanted it, you have to be able to say, to be able to actually say yes or no. And if you're like unconscious and you just do somebody,
look,
that can still be construed as rape.
Look, hold on. I get the idea that you chose to drink, so therefore you should accept the consequences of what happens. I get that idea, but it's still wrong what this guy is doing.
Absolutely.
All
I heard was a woman go, woo, it looks like she's having a great old time.
Well, okay, what you don't understand is they're just showing you the segment that's relevant here. They're not showing you the workup where these guys are hearing the conversation between these two. I'll explain more here in a moment. This is an edited piece, Mark, so there's already been 6 minutes of video here where you see kind of the setup between what happens here. We'll just get to the relevant comments here in a moment. I want to introduce you to a hero of mine. His name is Shahan Q. He sells little magnetic balls that you can use to make sculptures, shapes, or just fiddle with while you're on the phone. There used to be several companies that sold similar products. Now ZenMagnets.com stands nearly alone. The U.S. government has threatened and sued everyone else out of business because the feds think the magnets, which are less dangerous than balloons, are too dangerous. Support a hero and get a great product. Go to ZenMagnets.com. That's ZenMagnets.com.
Look, kid, you're new here. So let me tell you the three keys to a long, happy career. First, high heat gloves, page 2640 of the Granger catalog. Second, intrinsically safe earmuffs, page 2606. Third, portable eyewash stations, page 2790. Am I the grand poobah of workplace safety? No. Granger is. They have page after page of safety products. The Granger catalog in all its forms. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Granger.com, or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these specials. A 14 by 21 foot shop for under $6,000 or a 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's $5,000. Square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay, and after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapria e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriot at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440. 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. There's enough time for your call and thoughts here at 855-450-FREE, and that is toll-free, and it's brought to you by ProXPN. You know what, Mark? I just realized that I may have called it Sickle CAI earlier. The Sickle CAI toll free line.
It's a learning curve.
You got to catch me on that.
It's all good.
You got to help me.
Hey, you know,
I did pretty good last week.
I've been sitting here the whole time you have
for years,
hearing it called the Sickle CAI line. It's not going to.
Pro XPN brings you the phone lines here, and again, the toll free number 855-450-3733. Your thoughts on this ABC segment? What would you do? We're going to play some more audio from it here, but also want to encourage you to take a moment to go to podcastawards.com, where apparently Free Talk Live, thanks to listeners like you, has been nominated for the best political slash news podcast.
Yay!
And we have previously won this very same award. In fact, we've won it 5 times in the past. We haven't really pushed too hard in the last couple of years to try to win it again, but we are going to go ahead and ask you to drop by podcastawards.com, find the politics slash news section, choose Free Talk Live. And there are also some other liberty-oriented shows, from what I understand, that have been nominated in other categories. I don't happen to know offhand which ones have been nominated where. But let's see. Did School Sucks make it? Yeah, School Sucks did make it. They are in the education section. So you can vote for School Sucks in the education section and Free Talk Live in the political slash news section. So we would appreciate that. The voting is something that I believe you can do on a daily basis. I know that's how it used to be, but honestly, I haven't read the rules yet this year. It used to be that you could vote every single day, every 24 hours. You can still do that?
Yep.
And apparently voting closes on the 15th of November. So you got about 10 days, about a week and a half. And,
vote.
Yeah, you literally can. Vote. Vote every single day at podcastawards.com for Free Talk Live. We've got some pretty tough competition this year, some pretty big shows. It's hard to go up against a show like Democracy Now with its you know, very, very national, widely distributed audience. But, again, we've won this thing in the past. So podcastawards.com. We sure do appreciate you voting for Free Talk Live for the politics news segment.
Now,
to bring you back up to speed, the show What Would You Do? An ABC News, I believe it's a news segment. It's about a 9-minute long clip here on YouTube. And the title is Man Lures Drunken Girl. What Would You Do? And the idea is, well, we're going to have these two actors, pretty blonde girl and just this guy, who are acting at this bar, and there's hidden cameras, and we're going to have these two. The girl's going to be very drunk, and the guy is going to be very lecherous, and he's going to be interested in taking this woman somewhere and taking advantage of her. Yeah. And so the people that are at the bar are seeing this woman get drunk. They're seeing this guy hitting on her, and then as she gets up to go away, you then get to hear the conversation between the people at the bar and what the guy says. Now, most of the people in the video do the right thing, and they don't encourage him to take advantage of her, and they actually physically stop him from trying to take her off of the premises at one point in some of these videos, some of the clips. But we're jumping ahead about 7 minutes into the video here, where she gets up from the table to go to the bathroom and go away. So now we're going to hear what the actor says to the two men who are sitting there, who have just a moment ago said, "Well, man, I wish I wasn't married, and I can't get this ring off my finger," because they want to be in this guy's position, because this girl's really attractive, and they want to be this
guy. I want to be just like you!
So here's the rest of the audio.
Girl's not around. They, too, offer up some advice.
Do you think this is going to happen?
I don't think that's where she is. She looks to be a little nervous. She's going to wake up with the pants around her ankle. What happened?
Is there a good spot on the beach to go? Not many people.
The guys laughing, by the way, are the ones that are the normals in this. They're not acting. They have their faces
regular
blurred.
Yeah.
Yeah, their faces are blurred out, and this is their honest reactions to what they're seeing here. So going on here. So he says, "Where can we go on the beach?" This one guy says, "Yeah, right up under the stairs." Here we go.
Right up under the stairs.
That would actually work.
A couple of guys at the bar envied him, and in fact let it be known that they wish they were in his shoes.
They might feel that they're missing out on their days of freedom and when they could play the field and that they could be single and free, and they're living vicariously through this guy.
Get out of here.
They even appear amused when our actor lures our wasted party girl out the door.
Get out of here.
Well, I really
get
really
out of here.
Stay!
Get out of here.
These guys that are sitting here laughing, I'm feeling an overly compulsive need to get like a 9-iron and just, you know, 4 and smash them right in the bread baskets, if you catch my drift. Mm. What the hell is this? And one of these guys is an off-duty cop. You know what? Home slice right there. Mm. I wish I knew his name, because I would personally just want to just rip him in half.
Oh, they're
verbally,
lucky he's blurring.
Lucky. What a douche. What an absolute douche. Does he have a daughter? Does he have a wife? Does he have a sister? Because what do you think it was funny if they were in that?
Good
you know
question.
What? That cat needs a cinder block to the sack. That's what he needs. That is douche material. That is douchebag of the week right there.
That guy just hit the Mega Millions.
But it's not so funny when you learn that this young man is an off-duty cop. That's right, he's a cop. And he later tells us he didn't do more because intervening could get complicated.
Whoa. What a hero. I mean, look, in the other videos, there's just... The guy who's taking the woman away is certainly a, you know, average guy. He looks fairly well built. I mean, he's somebody who could be considered intimidating if he wanted to be. But there were women who were standing up to this guy, and you know, little women who stood up to this guy in this video. And this cop's like, "Well, it could get complicated. I wouldn't want to get involved."
He's a straight punk.
Yeah.
He's going to sit there and let this dude, and this girl is obviously saying she don't want to go, she want to stay.
Yeah.
And he's going to sit there and say, "Well, under the, what a punk. You know what? This cat deserves to be behind bars so they can take him under the stairs."
Well, I think
douche.
This is it's a particularly instructive video, because there are a lot of people who have this mindset that you can't be a cop unless you're a paragon of virtue. That if you're a police officer, you must be this virtuous individual who would never harm a lady and would never do the wrong thing, even though we on this show have certainly seen countless stories of police corruption. But I mean, when it gets to something like this, it's one thing to be a corrupt cop and like take some drugs from somebody.
It's another thing to be morally corrupt and just morally. I mean, when you become a police officer, when you take that oath, and when I took the oath as a corrections officer, I took it very, very seriously. Because, you know, I wanted to hold myself above a certain bit of reproach, because I wanted to be a positive person. I wanted to be a person that, like, my son could look up to. You know, how can I tell my son to do the right thing and treat women with respect if you're going to let some jackass take a woman off to a dark corner and have his way with her?
Well, this is the kind of cop that could very well be the sort of cop who stops somebody at a traffic stop, finds out it's an attractive college-age female.
And tries and to get tries himself to a little something on the side.
And in fact, there was even a story here in New Hampshire about a police chief who was caught. I believe he was caught actually demanding that a college girl in her early 20s take nude photos in order to get out of criminal charges.
Wow.
So, I mean, the kind of power that these men have, and some women, but, the kind of power the police have over other human beings leads to some very disturbing circumstances where people can get really hurt and harmed.
You know, it's interesting. In our texting world, a lot of we'll be catching police officers sometimes or other people who are making demands like this because they'll do it through texts or they'll do it through emails. And this is the new electronic world. This is how people communicate. But the smart ones are still going to do it where there's no written record. And that's, at that point, then what do you do in that circumstance? You really are over the barrel. If you're a young college girl and your choice is take some naked pictures and send them off to some lecher or get out of some or take the criminal charges all the way to the door, it probably isn't going to be too long of a decision for you.
And that's sad because, and I mean, it's really disgusting the fact that we still live in a time where things like that happen. I mean, I've never once called myself a feminist type, but I was raised by a single mother, and I've got a lot of female friends. And I know that if I heard of, like, anyone treating my mother like this or any of my friends or my younger sister like that, man, I'll go to jail. I don't care. I'll put these arms to good use. I don't care. I'll go to jail over something I really believe in. And if I got to kick the crap out of a fool for trying to mistreat a woman in my presence, no, how can I look at myself in the mirror if I just let something like that happen? I mean, police officer or any sort of official or not, it's just disgusting is disgusting, wrong is wrong, and I don't care what your station in life is, you shouldn't be able to get away with crap like that.
Now, of course, I don't think violence solves problems.
Violence
doesn't solve
anything.
The right thing to do here would be to stop him from taking her away.
And I'm speaking as someone that's just riled up.
Yeah, but stopping in most circumstances, in these circumstances, generally, it's in nothing but just standing up and saying something is going to cause.
Usually, that's all it takes.
A flashlight makes the cockroaches run.
In this case, in some cases, they did grab the lady as she was being grabbed by him.
Sometimes you got to put the arms to work.
He's putting his arm around her and leading her out. And she's not really resisting. She's verbally saying she doesn't want to go. But anyway, we're out of time for tonight. Brian Tan, great having you on.
Oh, it's great being here. Thanks for having me.
And those of you who want to see Brian's speech from Keenvention, just stay tuned to freekeen.com. We'll get it up there. I don't know how soon, but it'll be there. See you tomorrow night. freetalklive.com.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel Body Armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor just won't quit.
Get ready, get set for the holidays for less at Lumber Liquidators' huge flooring sale. Save on over 150 floors, including first quality laminate from 49 cents a square foot. Prefinished hardwood from only $1.69 per square foot. Beautiful bamboo up to 15% off our incredibly low prices. Plus, save on great holiday gifts or floor them with a gift card. And get special financing. Hurry, get a great deal on a new floor just in time for the holidays. Sales going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com or your store for your holiday deal today.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Waller, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.